halacha is, if it's ain and no same tam, so then it's mutter. Right? Ain and no same tam is mutter. Yeah. So the question is like this. Did they say by ain and no same tam, they asked the taruvus? They asked the taruvus ain and no same tam? Or were they simply maskia the shear of no same tam? In other words, ordinarily, something is mutter once it reaches the shear of ain and no same tam. So no same, the halach of no same tam is a shear. It's a quantitative concept. So the question is like this. Did they simply say that now there's no shear of no same tam? So they removed they changed the shear. In other words, they said, now it's mashu. So mashu is simply a different shear in Taruvus. It's a different shear in Taruvus. It's an adjustment of the shear. Or no, they didn't change the shear. There's an isim mashu. There's a separate isim mashu mamash. In other words, is mashu, the isim mashu, a separate chal Hashem, b'snei atzmo, that they asered mashu. That's an isim. Or the Issa Mashahu is that they didn't allow you to be mate with the shear of no same time. You follow me?
Yeah.
So there I'd say like this, that if you say they created an Issa Mashahu, then I'd say, I know they couldn't do, because in Issa Mashahu it's a separate Issa. Now you have Chametz Merabbanon, and now you're going to tell me not only is Mashahu, but now you're attacking on another thing. And this and all, besides, that you can't do, and there's no reason for it. It's a zero. But if you say they simply adjusted the shear, they said the shear of no St. Thomas is no good, so then all the properties, then the same properties that exist where it is no St. Thomas have to exist where it's not no St. Thomas. You can't differentiate between those two. So therefore, you can have an Issa and all as well. So in other words, the question would boil down to the Issa Mashu. Is it a Chal Hashem b'snei atzmusa, an Issa Mashu, or is an Issa Mashu result of an adjustment of the shear of no same tam? They simply were not mate with the shear of no same tam. If they weren't mate with the shear of no same tam, so it means taruvus she no same tam is equal to taruvus she ain't no same tam. So it's all one. So you can't possibly differentiate between no same time and not no same time. So just like no same time has the property of Issa Hanor as well, so there you're going to have the property of Issa Hanor also. But if you say it's a new Chal Hashem Mashu, so then you can't do it, because if it's Mashu, so then how do you tack on another Issa of an Issa Hanor as well? You know what I mean? There I could see two ways, you know what I mean? A genuine machlekes, like two ways to look at it. You see it?
Yeah, very good.
Okay. But he says that that's Dafke B'soch HaPesach. Avol mi'vav shos ulamalo ar alayla havi kishori sur. Yeah, why is that? L'rashi b'mina b'mashu shalob b'mina b'nosin tam. L'arben atam b'in b'mina b'in shalob b'mina b'nosin tam. Okay. ובפסח נמר אמרנו אבי משהו אלא בשנסער וסוח הפסח אבל נסער קודם לכן ונסבד על בשם מחמות ולאמין לחזוניה. Okay, so what is he saying over here? The last halacha. That with regard to this issa of mashahu, it's only besoch ha-pesach. But even though chometz is also mivav shos ala mailo ar alaylo, over there they never made the tekona. There's kishar isur. So the question is, why should it be that way?
It's not chayav
kares.
Because
of what?
It's not chayav
kares.
It's not the same thing.
It's not chayav kares.
It's
not chayav kares. Iran disagrees. You see? Beis Yosef brings down. So machlekes. He says like this. He has a dafka b'tzach ha-pesach. He says, kach kach ha-tesh perek basar avar zar. The perek kol shah. The parakol shor, the zel shono. Kol shor is Okay. The Perakol Shor, Ella the Mishay Shor from a Milo Korile Rova Bismano. Ukoma Davin Masha, the Chain, the Dasa Baini Yeruchim Gedasa Taisa Rush. A new cost of Diana Daskishlo, Yuva Mazel, Yuva Mazel, to install what's also. Okay, that's everything. All right. Yes, it's a Machwaki Shoran basically. Whether you distinguish between Chomets Sheyesh Bochi of Taurus to Chomets Sheyesh Bochi of Taurus. It's an interesting thing. Why should you do that? Why? The question is, why should you distinguish? I mean, a lav isn't bad enough. You're telling me lo begili intimine, right? So why a lav isn't bad enough? A lav melo, lo be ever. But chiv karis, there we're going to be machma. I mean, there's no question that chiv karis is different. Why shouldn't you protect the love as well? Why shouldn't you protect the love? I mean, it's not something you'd say. You'd say, look, it's lo b'dil mi'inchimine, so what's the difference? What if they say in the beginning of Pesachim? He mentions because of Chiv Karis, or he mentions of course lo b'dil. He mentions both, I think, right?
I think both, yeah.
He mentions both. Yep. And the Ron disagrees. Is machmer by Rabbi Yamate.
Right.
He doesn't say karas.
I don't think so.
That's why I said he could say hechmalo tell the lesser filled by Rabbi Yamate, right?
Yeah, right.
It's
the first house
person. And over here he's calling taste is not because of that. Taste is because of karas. Have you got the taste in the verse over there? Some of Bavan and Bay. You call sure. Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting thing. What?
According to the Rambam's reason of Yeshua Matirin?
Doesn't make any difference.
It shouldn't make a difference.
That's correct. It doesn't make any difference. I mean, it's a strange thing. I mean, that means to say that if what they're saying is, if for instance, if the Issa Chometz on Pesach would only be a lav, they never would have made the stakana. And it wouldn't be chayef karas, even though it's lo b'dili inshimine. Even though it's lo b'dili, and that's what they're saying basically, it doesn't matter that it's lo b'dili inshimine. And if I ever be over it, so what? But it's only a lav. I mean, it's a hard thing to understand. Chumrah the Chometz?
Yeah.
That's Karas.
That's for sure.
So they mention the same spell, actually.
No, because the Tosfos in Babadika also says, Shani Kana Shechmir Basar Alamar Bayar Bayamata.
Aha. So you mean it could be that Chumrah?
Yeah, Chumrah doesn't spell it
in
Karas.
No, but the Tosfos in Buddha's Zohar says Lav there.
Says what?
He brings it about Lav, the difference is it's not just for Lav.
He does bring it down. Ramban Vayikra, the Ramban Vayikra says, it reminds me of Ramban Vayikra. Ramban Vayikra says that if a person, that the only time you find the shogeg that you chayev is by chayve krisis. Chayve krisis, you chayev the shogeg. The shogeg, you chayev a carbon. The Ramban wants to say, but a lav apparently, the shogeg, you're not chayev. A lav, this person, he chayev the shogeg, he doesn't have to worry about it. He's not even. He's not even He's not even chayav in tshuva. He doesn't have that kind of responsibility for a lot. It's an interesting Ramban over there. Ramban wants to say that the shogeg is only by chayav krisis, but not by chayav lavin. Chayav lavin is no aloha of shogeg. Shogeg is completely puppet.
Assuming that
Yitzchak
Chametz and Pesach were
allowed, then
you're saying there wouldn't have been this
halacha
mashia?
Apparently, that's what they're saying, right?
But can you say that it's because, given that it's Nisakaris, you see this is the Yitzchak on Erev Pesach, is the lower level Yitzchak?
The reason is what you think. The same reason of people aren't had your problems the whole year.
What?
Maybe it's that since the Isra of Chametz on Pesach is an Issachares, and then you have the Isra on Erev Pesach, there's a lower level Isra because it's only a lav, so therefore they're not as Chama. So maybe had it been that Pesach were a lav, then they would be Ma.
Doesn't sound like that. I mean, because there's a Chama Issa coming up the line. That doesn't sound right. He's just saying it's just because it's an Issachares, he said. Not because it's an Issa lav. Yes, that means if Chometz and Pesach were in Issa Lav straight through the whole Moed, the whole Rego, so then there wouldn't have been an Issa Mashu. That's what he's saying. I mentioned the Ramban over there. So what does that show you? So that shows you that Ramban, am I right? Ramban Vayikra, you familiar with it? The Ramban Vayikra, he says that on a lav there's no din shogeg. Period. So it would appear that there's a different level, on a lav there's a different level of shmira, insofar as the mitzvah are concerned. And Chayvei Krisis has a different level of brings in a different level of responsibility in Chayvei Krisis. But there's two levels of Shmira. There's a level of Shmira on a lav level, and then on a Chayvei Krisis a different level. That's why Bishogeg Yechayv and Chayvei Krisis. So apparently, that's what they seem to be saying. They seem to be saying.
You can't pack sugar.
What? he says, "Lachain roish she'ein b'chayvei misa bidei shemayim, u'b'chayvei malchus ela onshan ha'mafurish b'hen b'mezid, aval b'shogeg ein aleihem nesias chait ve'ein tzrichim ritzui klal."
What book is that?
Ramban in Vayikra.
Which book is it?
It's right in the beginning there. I don't know how to tell you where to directly where to find it. It's not too far in. It's on Pasuk Beis. Of course, that's the only thing I could see here. I don't see any other way to go. So apparently it means that by Chayvei Krisus it's a different responsibility. So therefore what? So therefore the Chacham had to make a gzera. I'm trying to fit it into the concept of the Chacham having to make a gzera. Means that there has to be
a greater responsibility to avoid avera.
Because you see, by shogeg ben in a lav is no nesias chait, but by shogeg and chayv krisus you chayv a carbon. So there's a different responsibility of the Gavra towards Shmira. So apparently there's a different responsibility of the different responsibility bezdin of the door to make zeris. It's a different responsibility of shmira. I think that's the only thing I can make out of it. I understand. Otherwise, what's the difference? You tell me that if it were only alive, he wouldn't make the xera. Even though lo bedili inchimine, so they'll be over. But there's not, the chachamim don't have the responsibility to make a xera if it's only alive. But if it's chayva krisus, then it's different. Chayva krisus is different. It could be that by chayva krisus, is a different kiyum in terms of the call by chayve krisus. The chayve krisus is really is a greater. In other words, the chayve krisus. I'm just listening to something. Give me a second over there. Question like this is. I mean, I guess it's a general question. It's an interesting question. Question is, by chayve krisus, is chayve krisus the avera worse in terms of the yachid, or is it worse in terms of the kedushas hakol? Because mitzvahs really have two purposes. One purpose of mitzvahs is to benefit each yachid, and the other purpose of another mitzvah is really insofar as the kedushas hakol is concerned, the kedusha of Klal Yisrael is concerned. So the question is, by chayve krisus, is chayve krisus more serious in terms of the yachid, the worth of era, or is there another dimension to it? In chayve krisus, it's really more serious in terms of the kedushas hakol. The lashna pasuk v'nichrasa me'ameha, would seem to imply that it's a different dimension in terms of the kedusha of hakol. You understand what I mean? That the breakdown of that barrier is a breakdown of the whole kedusha of hakol, and the whole kol falls apart. The kol could do a if the kol did a neveros chayv elavin, so then it's what do you call it? So it's true that they were over avera. But it doesn't break the whole kedushas hatzibur. But over here, by chayve krisus, it's a different kiyum, in terms of the tzibur, and therefore it's a different breakdown of the tzibur. So it could be that that's what Tesis holds. That's why they made the gzera. The gzera they made was not because of the yachid. It wasn't because of the yachid. It was the gzera because of the tzibur. So that's what he means by chayve krisus. That where was a matter, so erev a pesach, where it's only belav, so it's an avera. They didn't make the gzera. That's only avera. That's a loch in the yachid. But on pesach, if they're eating chametz on pesach, is a different kind of a violation. It's a breakdown of the whole kedushas hatzibur. So therefore, they had to make, that's what engendered the Xera. You understand what I mean? Makes a lot of sense. It doesn't mean to say that Chayve Krisus are not necessarily worse for the Yachid also. Could be, that's a separate thing. But that's not the main idea of Chayve Krisus. The main idea of Chayve Krisus is Nichrasa Me'ameha. It means to say that that's the whole Kedushas HaKohol is contingent on those mitzvahs, and the breakdown of those mitzvahs is a breakdown of the whole kedusha of tzibur. So it's a violation of tzibur, v'nechusam me'amel. So that's why even the shogeg, you have a different dimension of responsibility as far as mitzvahs, because it's a different dimension. It's a dimension of responsibility as far as all tzibur is concerned. So that's why for the yachid they wouldn't have made this gzera lo b'dili inchi. Yachid, let every yachid worry about himself. But since it's halach in the tzibur, so therefore they had to make this gzera. And that's why it's only on Pesach, but not erev Pesach. Okay.
There is a thing of tzibur by
halach
also, right? You're saying it's lesser, right?
No, I'm saying, yeah, of course, all mitzvahs are, tayag mitzvahs is the whole Kedusha Tzibur, every mitzvah. Even in Nasarig, I mean, everything. But I'm saying it's a different level in Krisus. It's a what?
It specifies v'nichas ha'me'amel.
V'nichas ha'me'amel is a different level in, it means to say that these mitzvahs, if you break them, then the whole Tzibur is broken down. The Kedusha Tzibur is really torn apart. Insofar as if they do laven, so it's a Tzibur that's over. A Tzibur that's a Vayonim. But over here, the whole Tzibur is lacking. No, there's a difference between a Vayon, a person that's doing Averis, and between where the whole entity is destroyed. The entity of the Kedusha Kol Yisrael is destroyed by the Chayvei Krisus. By Chayva Lavin, they're Vayonim. Okay, they didn't know. They did a Verus and they're Chayav and Shuvah. But it's a different, it's not tearing apart the fabric of the Kohol, of the Tzibur, of the Kedusha Tzibur. In Chayva Krisus, it's not simply that they're Vayonim, but the whole entity of the Klal Yisrael, of the Tzibur, is damaged. You understand what I mean? It's a different concept. Conceptually, it's different. Different kind of issa. There's a different dimension to that issa.
That explains the Ramban, already?
That would explain the Ramban. Yeah, I'm thinking about that. That would explain the Ramban, too.
How so?
That would explain the Ramban, also.
How so?
Because that's why, by Chai Ve'lavin, B'shogeg, there's no Nesiyas Chet. Because it's a different... There it's just a matter of the Yachid. There it's a matter of the Yachid. But by Chai Ve'Krisus, where it's the whole Kedushas HaKol is dependent on Chai Ve'Krisus, there's a different awareness, there's a different field of awareness for that mitzvah, and therefore even B'Shogeg Chai Ve'Kol. It makes sense. So it comes out that that's why they made this gzera over here. Because it's a gzera that has to do with Kedushas HaKol. Well, you see, Pesach is a lachan kol. It's a kol kol and asho yasho. So the chi of koreis and chometz would be also a. It makes sense that it's tied to. It makes sense why there is a chi of koreis and chometz.
Korban also.
What?
Korban also by Pesach.
Excuse me.
Also by Pesach, the korban is also.
Exactly, the korban Pesach, chi of koreis. That's right. It makes sense. It makes sense. A lachan the kol, kol kahal of das Yisrael yasho also. So if you don't do it, you chayev karas. It's a different type of kedusha. I mean, the kol doesn't do it, so then it's not a kol. Lacks in kol. It's not a kol. The kedusha Yisrael is destroyed. It's a breach in the kedusha Yisrael. But when you're over a lav, it's not a breach in kedusha Yisrael. It's an avera. It's an avera. In other words, the thing is like this, that Klal Yisrael is mufresh from other nations in two ways. In one way, they're mufresh because they adhere to a system of perfection, and that's a system of perfection of Yechidim. The adherence to the system of perfection of Yechidim is itself a Kedusha of the Kol. It separates the Kol from every other kind of nation. But then there are certain things which are intrinsically components of the call. You understand what I mean? It's not simply that they're mufresh because they keep all these mitzvahs. And, you know, there's one fact that they're mufresh, that they keep a system of perfection. The perfection of Yechidim renders them different. But the mitzvahs are really mitzvahs of Yechidim. But the Chayvei Krisus are a separate mitzvah for the call. And that is a breach in that is a breach in the whole institution of the call. It's a different concept. It's intrinsically call, not accidentally.
Then even if it's shogeg, you'll lack in the call.
Even in shogeg, you chayev. You take out the Ramban. Ramban is in Pasuk Beis in Le'ikra.
It's interesting, look, when you have carbon now.
What?
It's really for
Say it again?
You say an idea about carbon, that carbon is dependent on that aspect.
Right.
It just in terms of the yachid, apparently it wouldn't be the kind of carbon.
That's exactly right.
That's just what we said by Yuma.
by Yom Kippur, that there's two systems. One comes to the guy's perfection, the other one comes to the halakhic system.
Right.
Right, the halakhic system had different requirements.
Different requirements.
Kapara.
That's right, that's correct.
This.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, what's that?
Yitzhak Aleph, Pasuk Beis, I believe. He goes through the love of Nitik Lase.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Yeah.
You
going to
share it tomorrow?
Let's explain the Ran on why the Ran asked the question that we asked last week. Why is it the Bachomets, it's Allah and Nifsa Mechil Sakelev this year, and not what? And Nifsa, and not Royal Achilasada. So the Ran says, the Chitimah is around the Yudgilon Beis and the Dap Beir Rift. The Chitimah, my Tzvich, a Biyo of one Nevela, Shein Arila Geir, Lo Shmon Nevela, of an Elstam, of Gam Shoyef, in Lochamas of Pesach. So you see that the Halacha of Royal Geir applies. Moshe Shafti, Lemaila, Yeshlama, the Hocha Shaini, Mednei Shiru'i, Lechamei, Bakama, Yisa Zacheros. The Ha'i, Valchi, Yisa, Begemara. Gosa Olo, Chazil, Achilo, Vafilo, Chazil, Achman, Ha'atayma, Valchi, Yisa, Begemara. So what is the Ran saying, basically? What the Ran is saying is that there are two types of Yisur on Pesach. There's an Yisur of a Machametz, and then there's an Yisur of a Cheftza Shel Pas, a Cheftza Shel Chometz. So he's saying, by over here, in terms of the Cheftza Shel Chometz, really, it would be Mutter. Because since it's not really Ger, those times Gam is Mutter, so I'd say it's Mutter. The only thing is that there's another Yisur, and it's just Or of a Machametz. So the pas will come under the Issa Sa'or, according to the Ran. Until it's Nisla Me'achil Sa'kelov, then the Shem HaDovar is gone. Then there's no Shem Chometz anymore. Because then the Shem Pas is gone. That's the way the Ran is learning. It doesn't have the Shem Sa'or. It's also because of the Issa Sa'or. Because Royal or so that's what the Ran is saying, basically. It's a tricky Ran. What? Yeah. Right. That's correct. Yeah, because otherwise the Ran is very difficult. What's the Ran saying? So how come Nisla Mechil Sekelev works? It doesn't work by Sa'or, so it's Nisla Mechil Sekelev. It's still awesome. Or the Ran means like the Rambam says, that the Issa Sa'or and the Issa Chometz are not intrinsic in the Chatzos. The Issa Sa'or is defines the nature of the Issa. And the nature of the Issa is that Roy Lechamei Abakama Issa is also awesome. So you have an Issa of a Machamei. So now the Issa Chometz will come under the Issa Sa'or. In terms of the Issa Chometz, the Dovah Nechal, so the Ran holds that once it's Nifl Nechal, so Adam, so it's Nifl, so it's Pasal. It's Nifl. You see, in terms of Heter Achil will be Mutter. But the only thing is that you have an Issa Sa'or, like the Ram, that's what the Ram means, the Issa Sa'or, the Issa Achometz Chadu. It means, right. In other words, they're both two types, but they can attach themselves to anything. Yeah, the Issa Sa'or can attach itself to Chometz. That's where the Ran is at. Unless it's Nisla Mechil Sekelev, then it can't go anymore because then there's no Cheft. Sa'or is a specific substance. Sourdough. Right, but the nature, but the Sa'or, the reason why this, in other words. The Issa Sa'or is not an Issa Chafta, it's a characteristic.
In terms of function.
So the Issa Sa'or can apply to Chometz also. That's what the Ran says. What I want to say is something that worked out in Shia yesterday, and it's a concept, I think it explains certain problems and a lot of halachas. It is I think it's a halachic concept. I'll let you be the judge. Okay. The thing is like this, that the kashin the Rambam, I'll start with the first question in the Rambam, which is the Lashon Rambam, where the Rambam says, he takes the Gemara on the Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, and Psachim. It would seem he takes it literally, because the Gemara over there says, the one Psachim says, that you can't have Matzah Shira beyond Rishon. So Rashi says it means Balayla Rishana. That's what Rashi says. And what does it mean? Why Laila Rishana? That's what it means. Because Laila Rishana, you have a locha of achilas matzah. So it means the matzah shel mitzvah. Because,
it
means matzah shira. Okay, matzah shira. So Rashi learns that it means Yom Rishon, because the Gemara says my time at Rabbi Kiva Miksiv Lachem Oni Oniksiv. So the Gemara says, V'sav Rabbi Kiva Yisra Shem Elusha B'yayim V'shem Edvash Lo V'atanya In Losh Yisra Pesach B'yayim V'shem Edvash In Losh Rabbi Gamliel Mer Tosaf Miyad Lachom Mer Yachov Omer Rabbi Kiva Shifti Yisra Yitzra Rabbi Olazor V'yishu V'loshti Lohem Yisra B'yayim V'shem Edvash Lo Mer Dova Rav Bishin Loshin Mekatzin Bo Asun Tanakam Lachom Shaloshin Bo Mekatzin. Okay. Anyway, so the Gemara finally says, Lo Kasha, how be Yom Tavrishin, how be Yom Tavsheni? So Rashi says, Yom Tavrishin is Asar, to have Matzah Shiri, Yom Tavsheni is Mutter. Yom Rishin, Rashi says, Lai Loha Rishin, Shem Matzah Chova, Bo Inin Lechemoni. So Rashi seems to learn that it means simply Matzah. The Matzah. Yom Rishin, when the Gemara says Yom Rishin, it means really the Mitzvah Sachivas Matzah, the Kezayas Matzah Shal Mitzvah. But the Rambam seems to take it in a different manner. Because the Rambam says in Perkei Halachot, Mutter Litein Atavlin Vashimshmin Vaketzach Vaketzon Tachabatzik V'chein Mutter Lolo She'isa B'mayim V'shemen O'dvash V'cholav O'lakatev Ben U'b'yom O'rishon Osu Lolo She'lakatev Elav B'mayim O'vad Lo M'shim Chomets El Kadesh Yiyah Lachamoni U'b'yom O'rishon B'vad U'shatzorach Liyo Zichon Lachamoni. It's hard to put in the Rambam that he means the Kezayis Matzah. Should have said the Kezayis Matzah Shal Mitzvah. You said Yom Tov Rishon. So some want to say the Rambam means Laila Rishona. Or whatever. I mean, I don't care if you're limited to Laila Rishona or Yom Rishon, but the question is, what kind of halach is this? Well, where does Rambam get this halach? Zichron Lachamoni. And what kind of halach is it? It means I eat my Kezayis Matzah, and now what's the problem? If I happen to eat Matzah Shira 3 hours later, so it's going to affect my Kezayis Achilas Matzah, it doesn't make any sense. Halachically, it doesn't make any sense. The idea doesn't make any sense. And what is it, a separate issa? What kind of a, what is it, Zichron? What is it, Zichron Lachamoni? Okay, so that's a problem. But there are other problems also. I think they're more basic problems. But they're general problems. One problem, for instance, is like this. The halacha is that there's a Ran, the Ran asks a question. He says, why is it that in Kolotara Kula, if it's Einam Uri Lager, so it's Mutter, like by Nevela. But over here, it has been Nisim Achil Sakela. So the Ran says, the Ran is found on Daf Yud Gimel on the Beis in the Daf Eorif. So he says, Yeshloma, the Hoche Shainim, Nesheruya Lachameya Bokama Isos, Acheros. Lachis b'gemara. Da'asa o lachosi lachilo. Filoche asherach manu mehai taima. Okay? So the Ran answers that why is it pas she'ifshu you have to have nifl me'achil sekelev? So he says because if you see by sa'or it's roi lachameh b'kama isos. So apparently the Ran is learning. So what's the guy do with pas though? But pas has to be roi lachilo. So apparently what's the Ran answering? Apparently the Ran learns that the Isser Chomets and the Isser Sa'or are interchangeable. In other words, the Torah took these two Heftzos, Chomets and Sa'or, and asked them. But sometimes, let's say Pas, for instance. So Pas, there's an Isser of Pas. Isser Achilas Pas, because it's Chomets. So now, ordinarily, I'd say if it's Einu Uri Ger, it's Mutter. But over here, it doesn't matter Einu Uri Ger. Why? Because over here, what the Ran is saying is, you see, Sa'or is also because it's Mechametz Kama Isos, so now you could take this Pasuk, it could be Mechametz Kama Isos, so it'll come under the Issa of Sa'or. So the Issa, apparently the Ran learns, it's interchangeable. The Issa Sa'or is lav dafke on Sa'or itself, But the Issasor sometimes should be Chalam Pas. Why is it Mutter when it's Nifsal Mechilz HaKelev and not beyond? Because the Or is even Nifsal Mechilz HaKelev. So the answer is because then it's not a Chefzah Shel Pas. But apparently the Ran holds the Chefzah Shel Pas can come under the Issasor. So that's why it's also until it's Nifsal Mechilz HaKelev. Once it's Nifsal Mechilz HaKelev, then it can't come under anything. It's not Pas and it's not Tzor. So that's why that shear will work out over there. That's what the Ran seems on the surface to be saying. That the Isser Sa'or doesn't have to be Dafke for Sa'or. It could be applied to Pas as well. So that's why if the Isser was only Pas, so then I'd say if it's Nifsal Mechila Sa'odam, in a Royal Ager, it's Mutter. But over here, you see the Torah Asa Tzor, because Royal Chameh Tzor Kameh Isser. So the cause of the Yisr is Roy Lachameh. Once it's Roy Lachameh, it's Bakameh, it's a Dover Anessa. So now Pas should have the same Yisr of Machmas Roy Lachameh, or Bakameh Isos. That's the way the Ran seems to learn. But more basic is the Machlekes Beisham and Beisahul in Beitza, where the Gemara says in Beitza that Machlekes, whether the Shear of Chomets and whether the Shear of and the shear of chametz and the shear of Sa'or are identical. So Beis Shammai holds they're not, right? So the Gemara says, my time of the Beis Shammai, why does Beis Shammai hold that Sa'or is bekezayis and chametz needs more, needs kasevis? So the Gemara explains the reason is very simple. Because in Cain, my time of the Beis Shammai, that's Zainab and Beis and Beitza. In King Lichta Rachmana Chometz, the little boy saw. What do you saw for? Vano Amina, Ma Chometz, Shein Chimutza Kasha Bekizayas, Saor Shechimutza Kasha, right, Alayla Lo Koshkein, so Saor the Kasha Rachmana Lomali. So apparently, Beis Shammai held, the Torah didn't even have to write Saor. It's an amazing thing. The Torah didn't have to, from Chometz, I had no Saor. So Lomali, Lo Koshkein, so all the kasevus and lo malach shiur shosel lo kashiur shosel. Okay, so this explains how it comes out the kasevus. But that's basically the reasoning of the shalai. So the gemara says beis hillel tzrichi dikas rachmanas or have min meshuch mutzak kasha. Avol chometz eichim mutzak kasha em alav. Dikas rachmanas chometz mishin deroy lachila. Avol soar shein deroy lachila em alav tzricha. So beis hillel is the first one that introduces the idea that the cheftzos are two different types of cheftzos. One is a dover achila, dvar achila of chametz. The iser is in terms of a dvar achila, and the iser of soar is its ainu oil achila. So it's a different kind of an iser. So it comes out that that's machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. According to Beis Shammai, there's only one iser. It's not because the cheftzos is oil achila according to Beis Shammai. It's simply because it's a machametz. So the Beis Shammai holds, if I'd know chometz, I'd know so all in kal v'chomer, because it's chumutz kasha. It's an interesting thing. So apparently over here, and that's not like, and Beis Hillel holds, no, the Torah broke it down to two things. It was tofes two cheftzos. One cheftzah is because it's machametz, and the other one is a cheftzah shalachila. And the Ran holds that you could take, if the cheftzah shalachila is still a machametz, it's still going to be aser. It's still going to be aser, even if it's in a roilachilas odom. It's an interesting thing. But the interesting thing is, let's take Beis Shammai's position. Beis Shammai's position is that the Isser is not an Isser of a Dover Anachal. He doesn't consider that to be a property altogether. He's satisfied to say that if the Torah says Chometz, I'd say Se'or is Asser, Mikal V'Chomer. Chometz is a Dvar Ochal, and so is Einu Reil Achil Eskelef. I mean, it's a strange thing. What kind of a thing is that? And Bechlal is strange, even according to Beis Hillel. How could the Torah create an Isser Achila in a Dover that's not Royal Achila? That itself is a strange thing. But I'm showing you Beis Shammai goes so far as to say that the whole concept of a Dover Royal Achila doesn't come to the picture. In his system, you know, it has nothing to do with Dover Royal Achila. Okay? So that's a strange thing. Another strange thing is the Rambam on Matzah Shmurah. Because the Rambam Shita by Matzah Shmurah is that most of us in Yeshiva keep it, that we keep the Rambam Shita, is that you don't eat Matzah Sheinu Meshumeres Kol Achag. Okay? Because the Rambam says, let's watch the Rambam like this. Rambam says that, It runs like this. Mishum shenema, perakei aloch des. Mishum shenema shmatam asan matos, klomar, izoru b'matzo v'shimro oso mikol tzad chimots. Lefichoch, amur chachom, tzorach ovim izoru b'dogin shochum m'mene b'pesach. Shelo yovo lov mayim achash enikza, ad shelo yiyye bo shum chimots. So what's the aloch? So what the Ram is telling you is that this is different than kol tzachor. Kol tzachor, we rely on chazokis. We say, achzuk yisur olam achzikinit. So, but over here, for some reason, no, because it says Shmatam as a matzos, Shimro so we call Sad Chimut. So apparently we can't do like Kola Tarakola. But you have to have Shmiro, and the fact that Achzuki Yisur Lo Machzikin is not enough. You have to have Shmiro. So you can't rely on Chazakis. That's basically what the Halacha is telling you. Shimro so we call Sad Chimut. You have to watch it yourself. Don't rely on Chazakis. Okay. So I could understand that Benageya to the matzah shel mitzvah. Because you could say that that Shmira is a kiyum in the Chetzah. That the Shmira, and the Rambam also holds away. Because, as the Rav showed, because over here the Rambam says that you must have Matzah Mishmeres, and then in the end, in the last halachas, he says, that if a person, when a person finishes his Suda from Matzah She'ena Mishmeres, he says, Mi She'en La Matzah Mishmeres Ala Kezayis, because she comes to those Matzah She'ena Mishmeres, and over here the Rambam says, you only have Matzah Mishmeres. So the Rav answered, the Rav said, no, it's two types of Eina Mishmeres. That one type is where you have Shmira, there's two types of Shmira. One type of Shmira is you have Shmira from Chimotz. That you always need. But Shmira, which is a Kinum L'Shem Matzah Mitzvah, that's a different type of Shmira. So the Rav agrees with the other Rishonim that Shmira is a Kinum in the Cheftza Shel Matzah Mitzvah. So that I understand, that it's a Kinum in the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah, that makes sense. That follows the general halacha guidelines. But where do you get this other thing? Where does the Ram get the other halach? That I can't eat matzah unless it's mishmeres from kol achag. I mean, does that mean that kol achag we suspend the halach of achzuki yisur lo machzikinim? Not true. I mean, with regard to other shavuos, we don't say that. You say, do I know where the chametz fell in there? You say, achzuki yisur lo machzikinim. You have to stand around and watch everything to see whether there's no chametz. So it's only with regard to the dogon that he's ochel during the chag. That's what the Ram says. Lefichach halachum tzolchodem rizoya bedogon sheochel mimenu bepesach. So what kind of halach is that? Like, what kind of halach is that? A person has rizoya bedogon sheochel mimenu bepesach. Are you going to tell me that with regard to chometz's suspension of azuk yisrael and achzukin across the board? Okay, so that makes sense. That's it. Halach is suspended. No more chazak. It's fine. Halach can do that. Halach has the right to do that. But over here, you're telling me it's only in one area. With regard to the Dogon She'ochel, there you said. But with regard to other Shavuos that occur in Pesach, we don't say that. We don't say, with regard to Chometz, Achzuk Yisur Lamaz, you don't say that. So what kind of halach is this? I mean, what kind of halach is that? That the halach is suspended, Chazokis are suspended vis-a-vis the matzah that I eat in Pesach. Doesn't make any sense. I mean, you can see very well why other Rishonim simply rejected the idea. To say that there's a kiyum of shmir as a kiyum in the cheftzah shel matzah smitzvah, that I understand. But to say that all week long I can't eat matzah unless it's shmir, why? What kind of thing? You're telling me that there's a suspension of chazakas, so we suspend all the chazakas. You see? So the Ram itself, Ram's position is difficult. Okay. Another difficulty is the way the Rambam and the way Rashi learn Tashbisu. The way the Rambam and Rashi learned Tashbisu, the very halacha, I mean, you have to admit, is a funny kind of halacha. What is the halacha? So the Rambam explains it. Rambam says, Mitzvah semen etel lahashbis hachometz kodem zman isra achilasa. Shenema bayom arishin Tashbisu so'am yibatechem. Then the Rambam says in the halacha base, Umayi hashbasazu, what is this hashbasa? Hamor betara, he she yivatlo belibo, the yachshov also ka'ofor, the yasin belibo she'ein bershusa chometz klal, the shekol chometz she'bershusa areyu ka'ofar u'kedova she'ein bo tzorach klal. Okay, the Rambam emphasizes, he breaks it down to two components, that he's not a bailam of chometz, and that the shus doesn't contain chometz. But whatever it is, okay, but fine. But I'd like to understand just the very basic idea. I mean, what is this idea? Is it, it's ke'ilu ein... What's the lashon of the yasim belibo she'im b'shuso chometz klal? Okay. The shekol chometz she'b'shuso areyu kafar u'kedava she'im b'tzorach klal. So what do you mean? What is it? Imagination? I mean, what kind of aloha is this? If you say it's aloha of Hefker and Bilus, okay, so I understand. But if you say that it's simply, I mean, just it demands an explanation. I mean, you could say that.
We're going to put down on tape some of the ideas said in Houston, Texas, Pesach 1984.
According to the Rambam, Rashi the same way. So what is it? In my heart, I think that it's kafa. So that makes it kafa. I mean, what does it mean? What does it mean? What?
It's like pretending.
It's like pretending. What kind of a walking institution is it? It's something which demands an explanation. Okay. There's one more Rambam. There's one more Rambam also. Oh yeah, Cedar and Rambam. Interesting. Rambam's like this: when we divrei sofrim lachape sachar chometz b'machbuos u'b'churim the livdok lo tzio mikol gvulo. That's me divrei sofrim. So it would seem lachem me divrei sofrim shebotkin. He says u'mashbisen hachometz balayla mitchilas lela bosa l'or haner. Okay. Yeah, it would seem the Rambam is saying that the Divrei Sofrim is a sort of like an extension of the Deraisa. You see? But of course then the question is, in what way is it an extension? I mean, what way is it an extension? Like a different thing. The Divrei Sofrim is the Deraisa Rash Basa is simply this formula in your mind. And a mental formula. And now, where does the Divrei Sofrim, there's no continuity. You know what I mean? It would seem. I mean, okay, so you could argue the Rambam is just saying it doesn't matter. I'm just saying if you sense the Lashon Rambam, the implication is there's some continuity here. And what's the continuity? And then he says, the chaymi divisam shebotkin umash bisin achometz balayla. Because the Rambam is if the bedika you have to ash basa. Like he explains later. Ubodek umachapes b'chola makomos. And then he says, "Kishigoma livdok in bodak b'leila basa b'yama basa kodem sheish tzarch levatul kol chometz shenisha b'shuso the ainer areil b'yama kol chometz sheyesh b'shusi shlo isiv areil batul reil ka'afa." Okay, so you see that he holds. So apparently he holds for some reason, there's a tziruf between bedika and between hashbasa. I mean, there's a kind of a tziruf. In the Rambam, let's say, for instance, according to the Rambam, you do bedik at night time, and then you say, the next morning, you'll say the formula of Tashbisa. You know what I mean? Kol chamer. I mean, the Rambam apparently holds no. Right after the bedikis, but it's mashma like that. Because he says, v'chein midivir sofer shebotkin u'mashbisin ha'chometz balayla metchilas lelabos al'or ner. And so the Chachamim, first the Rambam mentions the general principle, midivir sofrim l'chapei sachar chometz machbusa b'chomim, and then also the chei midivir sofrim, he goes a little further, that they added, it seems that what the Rambam is saying is that first they made an extension, and then they qualified the extension. Because why does he say it twice? So midivir sofrim l'chapei sachar chometz, the chei midivir sofrim shebotkin mashbis nachomets. He could have left out the first one. He should have said, midivir sofrim shebotkin mashbis nachomets b'layla mitzchilas v'ar basa l'ar aneh. But the Rambam says, no, midivir sofrim l'chapei sachar chometz, that's first. Then he says, now how, and he qualifies. It should be on Tchilas Halaylo, and also that you do together, right after the Bedika, he does the Ashbasa, the Tashbisa right away. Okay, the Tashbisa on the remaining Chametz. So what I mean is a tziruf over here, it's mitzaref, not good to wait till the next morning. You have to do it right then and there. You see? It's interesting. So apparently the Rambam is, like I said, some kind of a tziruf. So it means that if there's a tziruf, there has to be a relationship here. Okay, so that's another question. Then interesting is the Lashon Rambam about eating matzah. The Rambam says, like this, mitzvah sasei perek shishi, mitzvah sasei lecho matzah b'lel chamishi asa shenema barav tachu matzahs. B'chol machem v'chol zman. Okay. ולא תל אכילו זו בקרב מהפסח. אבל זו מצווה פני עצמו. מצווה סוכל הלילה. אבל.
B'shoa regel, he says, achila matzah reshus. Ratza ochel matzah, ratza ochel orez, a dochan, a kleos, a peros. Avo bolel chamisha sa bilvad chova. U'mishochle kezayis, yotzei dechavasa. Okay. So, when the Rambam says reshus, what does he mean? He says, avo b'shoa regel achilas matzah reshus. Ratza ochel matzah, Rotsa ochalores. So you could say the Rambam's just saying you putter. That's it. But it's interesting. Where the Rambam says reshus, usually there's a kiyum. For instance, if you say by sukkah, the Rambam has a similar thing in achila in the parak vavalachazayin. Achila b'leila yom tovarishon basukkah chova. Afilo ochal kizayis pas yotze yidechavaso. Mikan ve'elach rishus. Rotza lechol suda soy besuka. Rotza ina ochel kol shiva ala peres akleis chutz lesuka. Ochel. Kedin achilas matzah ba'pesach. That's what the Rambam says. Interesting. Kedin achilas matzah ba'pesach. So if it's an exact equation, exact analogy, then the famous gra is right. Because the gra says that there's a kiyum of achilas matzah in kol achag. And Rambam, if it's an exact kedin achilas matzah, so, but Pesach, so it seems that it's the same. And so, if you eat in the sukkah on Sukkot more than the first night of the Kazayas, so what's the halacha? As a kiyum of mitzvah, achila b'sukkah. No question about it. It's reshus means there's a kiyum. It means there's a kiyum. And the same thing, I mean, wherever Rambam says reshus, in my opinion, it means a kiyum. Like, for instance, in Hilchos Shabbos, where he talks about the hadlokas aner, prayer commission. Hadlokas aner b'Shabbos, Eino reshus im ratzam madlik and ratzam ina madlik. V'lo mitzvah she'ina chayav ledaf acharel. Achi asan. Again, the Ruvach Atzeres. Ruvach Atzeres is a mitzvah you have to run after, but it's an actual structural mitzvah. You make a bracha. But adlok asaner is not that way. It's a chovah. It's a chovah. It's a different type of a thing. It's not a structural mitzvah. It's a chovah. So it's neither reshus, which would mean if the Rambam would hold its reshus, obviously, it means it will be a kiyum. It will be a kiyum of oneg. But it's a reshus. Reshus always, it would seem, and the Rambam is a kiyum. Because otherwise, there's no reason to mention. Just to say, what does the Rambam say? Adlokas neb Shabbos ain't a reshus. And ratzam malik and ratzam ain't malik. What did it say to for? We should just say, adlokas neb Shabbos is not a mitzvah she'en a chayav ledof acharel, avali chava. What's the reshus? Reshus in the Rambam would seem to be a kiyum. You have it again, for instance, in Ilchus Brachas. What? In Perkei Aleph from where? Hilchos Brachos? Yeah. And that's a Perkei. What does it say over there? A domen reshus. Right. 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 That's correct. Over there means it's domen reshus because it's not a complete reshus because the situation is going to be mechayev.
Right.
But it's a kiyum. The same thing over there in Perek Vav in Ochos Brachos also, where he has Netilas Yadayim Bein Tavshel L'Tavshel Rishus Rotsa Notel Rotsa Ina Notel. Apparently it's a kiyum. It's not just what does Rambam have to mention it for? You have to mention Netilas Yadayim Kol Hayom Kulo Rishus Rotsa Notel Rotsa Ina Notel. So apparently there's a kiyum B'Emtza Asuda, kiyum, a kiyus, whatever it is. But apparently Rambam knows it's not a chovah, but it's a kiyum. So Rishus means a kiyum. So the implication from the Rambam would seem to support the Groz halacha, that achilas matzah is a kiyum. The question is, what kind of a kiyum is that? I mean, a lot of people wanted to say that the Groz is not authentic because it's hard to construe it halachically. What do you mean it's a kiyum? I mean, what kind of a kiyum is that? Achilas basuk is a kiyum. But achilas matzah, you're not mechayefti matzah after the first kezayis. So what kind of a kiyum is it? Is it? Yeah. So, what I want to say is that the halacha of matzah and chametz is an interesting thing. There's a tie between matzah and chametz. For instance, kol inoshim achayavas matzah. Why? Because kol mishiyeshna b'bal tocho chametz is yeshna b'achilas matzah, k'machol matzah. So there's a tie between the two, you see. But the thing is like this. What I want to say is that love on achilas chametz is not simply a love, like another, like chazah. But the lav on achilas chometz is a kiyum in the gavr. Is a kiyum in the gavr. What I want to say is that you can have a lav that's a kiyum in the gavr. You can have an asay that's a kiyum in the gavr as a davar pashut. But a lav ordinarily doesn't lend itself to a kiyum. But what I want to say over here is that the lav on achilas chometz results in a kiyum in the gavr. Why? Ask me, why is that possible? I say, just like the lav by Issa Malach on Shabbos. So the lav on the Issa Malach on Shabbos, so what's the concept over there? So you have lav on Issa Malach. But lav on Issa Malach result in a positive kiyum. In a kiyum, in a kiyum asay of Tashbisu. So it's not just a matter of the formal assay, but the lav itself, even if the Torah didn't have an assay for Shabbos, just had a los assay. The los assay would be a kiyum shvisa, because the los assay chol malach is a kiyum in the gavr of Shmir Shabbos. I mean, it's a, even aside from the assay, from the formal mitzvah assay, if the Torah didn't formulate it as a mitzvah assay, it's still the lav would be a kiyum in the gavr. So what I want to say like this, that whenever a lav is a, whenever a lav is a, is a, is a privative, it's a state of privation, where a person is, where a person has to abstain from the normal state, you see? So that's a positive concept. And that positive concept results in a kiyum in the gavra. So you can have an asay that's a kiyum in the gavra, of course, and you can have a, even a lav can be a kiyum in the gavra. A case, another case, another case in point would be, for instance, Nazir. Nazir. The Nazir has a lav of Shesias Yayin, but the lav of Shesias Yayin is not just an abstention from Yayin like you abstain from Chazer. Chazer is an abstention, it's not a kiyum in the gavra. But by the, but the abstention by Nazir, you see, if he drinks the Yayin, so what happens? At the end of the Nazir says, yes, it's not again. He breaks the Naziris. So the lav is a kiyum in the gavra. So wherever. Why? Because yayin is normal to a person, and the abstention from yayin is the zeros, and wherever it's abstention and privation, it's a positive kiyum. That's the law. Matzah is the same thing. Matzah itself, the cheftza shel matzah, really is something that was prevented from chimutz. It's a cheftza of privation. It's an entity which was, which the process of chimutz was denied, this chetzah. You see? That's the entity of matzah. So what I want to say is like this, that the iser achilas chometz and the kumasei of achilas matzah, you see, are really like two sides of one coin. They're not that they're two separate mitzvahs. That's why you can't divide it. Kol mi sheyeshno b'iser achilas chometz is yeshno b'kumachol matzah. Because it's like two sides of one coin. The only thing is that the kiyum and the gavra could take place through the negative, through privation from chametz, or it could take place through eating a cheftza, which is a privative. The cheftza itself is something which has been deprived from reaching its full state of chametz. You see, so that's the assay of a chol matzah. The assay of a chol matzah and the los assay of achilas chometz are really like two sides of one coin. Not two different mitzvahs. They can't be different mitzvahs, but they're conceptually, it's the same thing. The person is in a state of privation from chometz all week long, which is a normal, chometz is normal food, pas, and he demonstrates this positively by achila, by the maisa mitzvah of achilas matzah, by eating a chefta, which is really deprived from reaching its full state of chimitz. And that explains really the lashna pasuk, because the pasuk says shivas yom tachol of matzah shlachmoni. But it's not shivas yom tachol of matzah. Okay, now I'm choyev. But the pasuk, the pshuta shel mikra, still says shivas yom tachol of matzah. So what does it mean? It means, yeah, because it means to say the state of privation exists all week, and therefore the only recourse a person has is to achilas matzah. You see? It's achilas matzah, because he can't do anything else. So therefore, what I want to say is like this. that the question is, the only question is, and this is Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. According to Beis Shammai, you see, according to Beis Shammai, the person has to be removed from chometz in a specific manner. He has to be removed from the process of chimutz. From the process of chimutz. The gaver must be removed from the process of chimutz. But how did the halacha remove him from the process of chimutz? Through an isra achila. So the isra achila is the formula for the removal of the gaver from chometz. You understand? So that's why you can have an isra achila here in a dover that's not a dvar ochel. Ordinarily, it would be a logical absurdity. You say something is a dvar ochel. Okay, so it's an isra achila. If it's not a dvar ochel, can you have an isra achila on offer? It's not possible. It doesn't make any sense. It's not a dvar ochel. That's where the isra achila is, where the isra achila coincides, where it's commensurate with the nature of the cheftza, which is a dvar ochel. So where they're commensurate makes sense. But, and then you can't have it if it's incommensurate. If it's an isra achila per se. So you can't have it on something that's not a dvar ochel because it's a logical contradiction. You say, don't eat something that's not edible. If it's not edible, I can't eat it anyways. But over here, the isra achila was striving for a further objective. The isra achila is the objective of the isra achila is the kiyum and the gavra, and the gavra is a mufrash. There the halacha can take an isra achila, and it can say this dover, even though it's not a dvar ochel, but you can't eat it. Because if you do eat it, so then what you're doing is, the gavra is not going to be a mufrash from chametz. Do you follow what I'm saying? So that's why over here it's very unique. Over here only. And Beis Shammai holds, the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is simply whether the Torah even recognizes the concept of a Dvar Ochel on Pesach. According to Beis Shammai, it's simply the Isra Achila is just Hachoka from Chimutz. And you can, the way the Torah made it remove the person from Chimutz is through a Maisa Achila. So the Torah had to create an Isra Achila on a Cheftza that's intrinsically related to Chometz. It's a Mechametz. So therefore, you understand? So therefore, according to Beis Shammai, it's only the fact that the entity is a Mechametz. So if it says Chometz, a Kal v'chomer, I mean, if it says Chometz, a Kal v'chomer Sa'or. You see? Whereas Beis Hillel's no. Because it's Tofes two different Cheftzos. One is a Mechametz, Royal Chameh B'chameisos, and the other one is an entity of Chametz. An entity of Dvar Ochel. The Torah took a Dvar Ochel into the picture, into the framework of the Issa. But basically, even according to Beis Hillel, the whole kiyum of the Lav is really a kiyum of what? It's a kiyum in the Gavra of Richuk from Chometz. It's a kiyum in the Gavra. Okay. So, this explains also Bal Yerah and Bal Yematzeh. Ordinarily, understand Bal Yerah and Bal Yematzeh to mean it's like a Gzera. I mean, it's an Isra Achilo, so it goes there, it can't even be found in Yerushas. In the Torah, you don't really have Gzeras. It's not a Gzera. What it means is like this. It means that the Richuk from Chometz and the Gavra has to be effectuated more than one way. It's another form. In other words, it's not a Gedder. A Gedder is where you have an Isser, and then you put a fence in front of it to protect that Isser. It's a secondary block. But it's basically, you understand, there's no new concept there. It's the same concept, but it's an extension. So everybody learns by Rabbi Matzah is an extension of the Isra Achila. It's not an extension, really, according to this pshat. It's another form. It's another form. There's a difference between an extension and another form. In other words, the Gavra must be in a state where he's removed from Chametz in another form, not just in the form that he abstains from Achila, but the abstention has to extend also to his Rishos. You see? So that's another form of the abstention. Not an extension of one, not that there's one abstention in Isra Achila, and Bal Yerah Bal Yematzeh is an extension of that abstention. No. It's a different form to it. You see, it's a different form. So now you understand what Tashbisu is. What is Tashbisu? Tashbisu is Tashbisu Se'or Mibatechem. So I say, it's Ki'ilu Ofar, Ki'ilu and Bershusri Chometz Klal. Right? So what does that formula come from? The formula is very good. Why? Because since it's a kiyum in the gavra, if it were just a halach in the cheftza, it wouldn't make any sense. What do you mean? It's imagination. You're saying it's not in my rishus. It is in your rishus. You're saying you don't want it to, but it's there. So what is it? Either it is, it's not. You can't just magically say a few words or think something and it disappears. But if it's halach in the gavra and the abstention of the gavra from chametz, so then if for the gavra it is worthless, that's abstention. Abstention is in terms of the way a person thinks of things. In terms of his mental world, that's the highest degree of abstention, because a human being is essentially a mental creature. So therefore, the moment he considers the chometz in his rishus as worthless and ka'ofar, and he's not rotzeh b'kiyumah, and it's kiyumah in b'shus o'klal, that means the gavra now, insofar as he is an intelligent creature, insofar as he's concerned, it's non-existent. So that's the abstention of the gavra in the highest form, actually. That's tashbisu. And interesting is, what is the lashon tashbisu? What is it? Tashbisu comes from Shabbos. Shabbos. Tashbisu, what does tashbisu mean? Where is the link between the lashon hamikra of tashbisu and between the maisa where he says, where do you go from tashbisu to bittul? The answer is because tashbisu means shvisa, means abstention. That's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is abstention. Shabbos is abstention. So over here, the whole halach of the Torah expresses it with the term tashbisu. Because tashbisu means you should be a mushbas from chametz. The gavra should be a mushbas from chametz. It's a kiyum and the gavra is a shbasa. There's shvisa from halach on Shabbos, and there's shvisa from chametz on Pesach. The same word the Torah uses, because that's the precise meaning of it. Okay? That's correct. Without the concept of the kiyum and the gavra, you couldn't understand the idea of tashbisu. What does it accomplish? If it's simply a question of the cheftza, so the cheftza is there. I don't care how many times you say it's not. It's there. You see? So the Rambam simply says in Midivrei Sofrim, that's what the Rambam's Midivrei Sofrim is very good, that the Rambam's Midivrei Sofrim was an extension. Because the Divrei Sofrim was that you have to remove it not just mushbas mentally, but mushbas physically. That's a Divrei Sofrim, l'chapei sachar chometz mahbuos uvachurim v'livdok l'atzim mikol gula. So the Ram says, ashbasa, the gavra should be a mushbas in fact. The chachomim required that it should be a mushbas in fact. And that's why there's a tzir between the drabonon and between the deraisa. Because it's the same concept of being a mushbas. So therefore, after he does the chametz yadua, he removes it from his rishus. So the chametz she'en yadua immediately says it's mushbas, because there's one. The chachamim actually, all the chachamim did was they extended the concept of the gavra being a mushbas to be mushbas from chametz yadua. In fact, you see, but it's the same kiyum in the gavra. So there's a tziruf. So therefore the mitzvah, the maisa mitzvah mitzvah should be performed at the same time as the deraisa. There's a tziruf between the two. It's not just coincidental. It's a tziruf between, it's not two different things. It's the exact same thing, but two different forms. In other words, the chachamim demanded a certain form. They gave a form to the deraisa, that you should be a mushbas belev, but also a mushbas in fact. So therefore they extended the form of the deraisa of Ashbasa Belev, and they gave it a tzura as well physically. So the gavra is a mushbas, he's a mushbas belev only in the area where he's not a mushbas physically. But basically it's the same concept that he has to be mushbas from chametz. Now the thing is like this, that that would explain. Now let's take the what I'd like to take is the question of lechemoni, the zichron lechemoni. That was the first question, and also matzah shmura. Yeah, what is what? Yeah. What's wrong? See, the tamatakana for the ashbasa midrabanan is, even though ashbasa believes the highest form, yeah, but the chum said maybe you'll find something later. So therefore, the chachamim had to say that the ashbasa believe is good on chametz sheni, the chametz yedua, they demanded that physically he should actually be a mushbas. Even though it's law, it doesn't matter. But it's the same concept. It's the same idea. So it's one hashbasa. So therefore, when a person does the maisei hashbasa, he should do the one maisei hashbasa biyachad, because it's one entity of mitzvah. It's one entity of mitzvah now. One entity of mitzvah. He should do it simultaneously. So because the Chacham gave a tzua to the tashbisa. He gave a tzua to the tashbisa. It's not a separate thing. It's not like there's two things. One thing is bedikah. The other thing is tashbisa. So then why do they have to be together? But if it's one, according to the Rambam, they simply extended, they made the gavra mushbas on two planes, on a physical plane and also a mental plane. So therefore, it's now, midrabanan, the tashbisu takes on a specific form. If it's yadua, you must be physically removed. If it's any yadua, then do it mentally. But that's a modification, midrabanan, it's a modification, midrabanan, of course, of the mitzvah. So therefore, but it's one mitzvah. It's one mitzvah, it's not two different things. So therefore, you should do the tashbisu midrabanan. The tashbisu midrabanan has a specific form to it. You do the rice and the rabbanan simultaneously. It's one thing. Not two different things. Now, the question is, let's take Matzah Shemaras. So halacha is, so the Rambam says, L'fichoch tzorcho dem lizoher bedogon she'ocho min menu bepesach. Ad she'lo yeh bo shum tzad chimotz. So the question is, what kind of halacha is that? Yeah. But the tzorcho dem lizoher bedogon she'ocho min menu bepesach. But now it's very good. If the halacha, if it was just an isa chefza, so it wouldn't make any sense. Then Shemira would only be good if it's the same mitzvah, it's a kim in the chefza, so you say the chefza shall mitzvah is lacking. Okay? To produce a certain chefza, you need certain conditions. That's general halacha. But since the halacha of the lav is a kim in the gavra, so therefore, according to the Rambam, the halacha of the shmatamus and matzah should not be limited to the first night of Pesach. The halacha of shmatamus and matzah, no reason to limit it. Shmatamus and matzah all week long. Why? Because the halacha is that a person must be a mufrash from chametz. So the dogon she'ochel mimenu is different than the dogon of kol hashanah. The dogon she'ochel mimenu, the reason why it needs shmir mikol tzad chimutz is because of the kim and the gavra that is a mufrash from chametz. So therefore, the shmatam samatzos according to the Rambam is a kim and the gavra, because the isa, the love is a kim, and the kim and the gavra makes sense. You say the gavra must be a mufrash. How much? That the dogon that he eats, he watches carefully. That means that the shmiras hamatzos, you see, is a key in the fact that the gavra is a mufresh, you see. So the lav, that's what I'm saying, the lav, the isra achilas chometz, is not just a lav, but it's a lav that's a key in the gavra, you see. So then the Rambam makes perfect sense. Not only that, but then it makes also sense of the other Rambam, the Rambam of the first Rambam mentioned, which says that by Yom HaRishon, he says, there's a concept of Zichron Lachamoni. What does it mean by Yom HaRishon? There's a concept of Zichron Lachamoni, and you're not allowed to eat Matzah Shira by Yom Rishon. I don't care what it says, Laila Rishon, Yom Rishon, whatever. I mean, I heard that there's different opinions on it. But the Reb Chaim held definitely Laila Rishon. This is Laila Rishon. But it's going to be the same problem whether you limit it to Laila Rishona or whether you say it's Yom Rishon. But what I want to say is like this, that the Isser of Achilas Chometz, and Rams over there, not because Isser of Achilas Chometz, but Sheyi Zichron Lachamoni. So the way we explained before, it comes out like this. It comes out that the Achilas Matzah is the other side of the coin. I mean, it's the same thing as the lav, but it's the kiyum and the gavra through a maisa. It's the kiyum and the gavra, the kiyum's chira and the gavra. What is the kiyum and the gavra, basically? I mean, the kiyum and the gavra is the kiyum's chira. There's no question about it. It's a kiyum's chira. Because the pasuk says, I mean, the Pshuto Shel Mikra certainly implies clearly that there's a kiyum in the gavra. Laman tizkos yom tzeisch. Okay, say it's tamadov. I mean, but the fact is, there's nothing wrong with saying that it's a halachic concept. L'man tisko Hashem means a kiyum. The laws and the isser is based on a kiyum in the gavra. What is the kiyum in the gavra? It's a kiyum schira in the gavra. It's a kiyum schira in the gavra. Okay. Doesn't mean that everybody has to think about it, but it means it's a kiyum, in general, it's a kiyum schira in the gavra. So that's the, so therefore what the Rambam is saying is like this, that on the, that, that on the first day where you have the mitzvah of achilas, where the gav, we have the mitzvah achilas matzah, so the achilas matzah, as we said, is not just a maisa mitzvah, but the achilas matzah is the positive component of what? Of the lav. It's the positive component, it's the lav al yedei maisa. It's the kiyum and the gav al yedei maisa. So the Rambam held that when you have the kiyum and the gavra al yedei maisa, the kiyum zikoron al yedei maisa, at that time you'll be a tati de sasri in the gavra if he ate matzah shira, because the kiyum and the gavra of lechemoni is supposed to be the only kiyum. That's an aspect of the maisa hamitzvah of achilas matzah. The achilas matzah is more than the lav. You see, the lav is all week long. So the lav is a kiyum in the gavra too. The lav is a kiyum in the gavra as well. But then there's a kiyum in the gavra, then there's a kiyum in the gavra through the maisa hamitzvah, through the positive maisa hamitzvah, of achilas matzah. So the achilas matzah, that maisa mitzvah, creates a kiyum in the gavra. So the Rambam is saying is that when the kiyum in the gavra is simply through the lav, so the matzah shira is okay. It's not a tata de sasri. But when the kiyum and the gavra is through the maisa, then it must be a kiyum of zichron lachamoni. Not just abstention from chametz, but it's a kiyum of zichron lachamoni. There's another aspect to the kiyum and the, another dimension to the kiyum and the gavra that's added when the kiyum takes place through the maisa, through the positive maisa achilas matzah. And that's zichron lachamoni. And the whole week long, it's just l'man tiskos yom seisach meretz Yisrael. That's the kiyum and the gavra of the lav. But the maisa, the asay aspect of it, adds another dimension, that it must be zichron lachamoni. So therefore, he holds, the Rambam holds, that it'll be a tati de sasri beyom arishon to eat matzah shira. But that's only possible, you see, if the achilas matzah, the kiyum and the gavra. The tati de sasri takes place in the gavra. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. If there's no kiyum in the gavra, it's just a maisa mitzvah. So what difference does it make 3 hours later after you did the achilas matzah? Why can I now eat cake? I mean, the cake that's made out of, what? That's made out of matzah. Yeah, matzah shira, cake. But the cake is kashrut pesach, in other words. Why do I care if I eat 3 hours later? You understand? But if the halacha is a kiyum in the gavra, so the Rambam learns that by yom rishon there's a kiyum in the gavra. Not that's what I said. Not because of the issur chametz, but because of the zichron lachamoni. It means because the maisa hamitzvah of achilas matzah is a kiyum in the gavra of zichron lachamoni. So if it's a kiyum in the gavra of zichron lachamoni in the yom rishon, so then you can't eat matzah shira, because the matzah shira be tied to the sasri. So the Rambam learns the Gemara by Yom Rishon, not like Rashi, Laila Rishona, and only the Kizayas of the Matzah. He learns Yom Rishon, like the Gemara, takes the Gemara plain language. That means Yom Rishon. Because in the Yom Rishon has the kiyum of Achilas Matzah, and the Achilas Matzah is a positive expression of what? Of the kiyum and the gavra. When the positive expression is there, so it demands a specific, the positive expression demands a specific, to be related to a specific cheftza of lachamoni. And therefore, in the negative, it doesn't demand a specific cheftza, just richuk mechametz. But in the positive, you see, it demands a kiyum of a relationship to a specific cheftza. What is the cheftza? Matzah lachamoni. So lachamoni is lachamoni. You understand? Is a specific. So therefore, the kiyum, it's a kiyum in the gavra. The first day is a kiyum in the gavra of lachamoni. It's not just a negative, but it's a kiyum of lachamoni. Kiyum of lachamoni in the first day demands that what? That he can't have matzah shir, it'll be a tartar disaster to the kiyum of lachamoni. But it's based upon the way the whole system of achila works on Pesach. That the system of achila, if a person would be ochel chametz on Pesach, what would he be breaking? Not simply a violation of maisa achila. It's a violation of the whole state of the gavra. It's a violation of the gavra. That's what it's chayav karos. It's a violation of the gavra. The same thing is true vis-a-vis achilas matzah. That if a person, just like by chametz in the whole week long, if a person ate chametz, it's a breach in the whole kiyum of the gavra. The same thing is true on Yom Rishon. If he ate matzah shira, it's a breach in the kiyum of the gavra insofar as the maisa achilas matzah is concerned, which is zichron lachamoni. So that's why the Rambam holds that on the first day is different than the rest of the week, but it's commensurate with the idea of the kiyum of the gavra. That kiyum of the gavra can't explain. The Rav said the Reb Chaim held only the first night. The Rambam says Yom Rishon, it means only the first night. It makes sense because the Laila is Mekudish with the Laila's Mekudish, special Kedusha Laila through the mitzvahs. And one of the mitzvahs, no, the Ramos called Laila. Tonight, yeah. See, yeah. So that would explain, then you can understand what the Gra said. Why? Because he said that Rotzah, he learned that the Ramon Rotzah, Rotzah ain't Ochol. Yeah, but if he does eat matzah, so it is a kiyum. What is the kiyum? It's because since matzah is defined as really since the lav of chametz is a kiyum in the gavra, and the achilas matzah is simply the other side of the coin, so if a person is ochel matzah, so it means, so it's a kiyum. It's a kiyum. It's a kiyum because it's a kiyum of meniyah from chametz in the gavra through the maisa mitzvah. Because that's the whole Maisa Mitzvah. The only thing is that the first night, you're Mechoyev to do that. The first night, what is the Chiyuv? The first night, the Chiyuv is to express the Kiyum and the Gavra of Isachometz through a Maisa. So it doesn't make sense to say that the rest of Yom Tov, when a person eats Matzah, that he doesn't have that Kiyum. Because that's a positive expression of Meniyah from Chometz, because you're not eating your usual bread. That's a lo socha lo chametz. You're being monei yourself. It's a state of it's a demonstration of the privation. The only thing is not mechuyev to do that. Only the first night you're mechuyev to bring about the kiyum and the gavra through a maisa. But once this maisa has been kavua halachically as a cheftza which reflects the menias a gavra from chametz, so a whole week that's so. The shame matzah is there all week. No, by sukkah, no, because by sukkah the mitzvah has a specific surah, dira basukkah. So it's a positive thing. In other words, by sukkah is not abstention. Sukkah is simply he's being kovei himself in this bias shalaroi. So there's a positive. That's a positive thing. See, that's a positive thing. But over here it's different because over here the positive comes about through an abstention, through a privation. But what we're saying is that nevertheless it still is positive. It's a different kind of positive. It's a positive through privation. Okay, that's good. I mean, with this we can answer the question of why the Gra said that. But actually, what I'm showing you is that from the Rambam, it's pretty much muchach. Because why does the Rambam say reshus and then he says by sukkah kedin nachilas matzah b'pesach? Exact same analogy, it's an exact equation. You know, is once you say Meniyah from Chametz is a Kiyum in the Gavra, the love. So now when the person is Ochel Matzah, it's a demonstration of the Meniyah, has to be a Kiyum. The concept is very simple. I know somebody asked me, what kind of a concept is it? You see that like we always say, I mean, the Torah is very strange when it gives its timing. And that's because we are far removed from the Derech HaEmes, so it seems strange to us. But the Torah says, okay, so what kind of reasons are these? You know, something's missing. You feel something. Well, what is the meaning of chametz? So that's why some people try to darshan al pikabola, the chametz is yetzahara, and this, all kinds of. But that's not what the Torah says. The Torah doesn't mention it like that. The Torah just says simply because of the fact that kilo hispik betzekas shalavaseinu lahachmitz. The Balagos says, "Shenigolem olam and lo gaolam shenemava." You have the botzek sheyotzim and shayim ugas matzes kilo chometz. The Balagos knew very well how to write the reason down. If the Balagos held it was the Eitzar, would have written it. Doesn't say that. He writes because the pasuk says straight, plain. So this has to be a reason, and it has to be a good reason. You know, it shouldn't need other. The Torah's reason shouldn't need other reasons to support it. I mean, the Torah it writes its own reasons. Yeah, the pshat is like this because, and this is something I mentioned, because the Torah is very much against symbolic performance. The Torah is very much against it. And that's why you see, as I mentioned many times, there's no minute to make believe you're in the desert and then you're going out of Mitzrayim. There's Sipur, there's Chachma, there's Limud, there's a Maisa HaMitzvah, but there is no symbol. Symbolic, it would be totally different. You have a totally different Seder. So the Torah does not want to be symbolic, but the Torah wants a person to rise to a level of like the Rambam says. What does Rambam say? The Rambam says maschil beginus umesayim b'shevach. What is the lashon Rambam? Maschil umesayim b'shevach. What? You know, Harry Boyle pointed this out to me, and it's correct. He says umesayim kesed maschil umesaper shebetchilo hayavaseinu b'meitach umofar kofrim v'tor machar hevel v'rot v'machar v'rasalulim umesayim b'das ha'emes. It all goes back to Yitzias Mitzrayim, Nisim, the basic philosophy of Nisim, Kadmus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yediyas Hashem, Yichur Hashem. And that's why the Torah took an incident, kibachi puzzling yitzas amaretz Yisrael, l'man tiskas yom tiskas, would add not through the way the old day of Avodah Zorah worked, through symbolism, but through ideas. But it took an event, and it created a system of halacha around it, and issa chometz, and a kiyum in the gavra, and a kiyum schira. So through that method, a person thinks about Yitzi, Laman Tisker, Yitzi, what is Yitzi, 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 that's what it means. It means, Avas Hashem, Kervonu Lavo Doso, Li Yichudo. So ultimately, that's the road, that's the trail that leads to Yichud HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's really that's the system of Yadus. That's the reason. That's why it doesn't sound like a reason, because people are looking for other things. But if you look for the MS, that is the reason. It's very clear. Kevonu Yehudo. So the halacha took the fact that the people were on the road in a certain condition that they lo hispik b'tzeker shalosim la'achmetz. They used that fact to create a chefter shal mitzvah. And the chefter shal mitzvah has to remind you of that. What does that do? It's a kiyum in the gavra. On the contrary, see, and this is a chorus. And what we're saying now, it's even more, the abstention is a kiyum in the gavra. So the kiyum in the gavra is all to awaken the individual, to awaken the individual to the idea that he should never forget that Yetzias Hashem should be with him every minute, because Yetzias Hashem is an Echad Hashem Lekecha, Hashem Tzitzikam Hashem, it's Yetzias Hashem. That's basically the kiyum of the chag. Okay.